8255, what's got you tied up?
The bus will not go into gear. The last time this happened, they had me shut it down, wait for 30 seconds, turn it back up, wait another 30 seconds to start it, but that technique's not working. Still doing it.
Okay. And did you use the kneeler at all when you pulled into that stop there?
No, I haven't touched the kneeler at all.
Okay. The only other thing I think of is varying pressures on the service brake. So try pressing the service brake lightly and seeing neutral drive, and then if that doesn't work, put a little bit more force into the service brake than maybe you normally would and go neutral drive. Give that a try.
Yeah, it's not working.
All right, do you have any kind of indicator lights, or is the neutral light blinking?
Yeah, all four, the reverse, the neutral, and the drive lights are all blinking. It was doing an alarm at one point, and then it shut off, but nothing, no, like, indicator lights came on when the alarm was going off.
How's the air pressure? Is that good?
Yeah, everything from the gauges looks fine. I don't see anything that would be holding it up like this.
And I hate to ask, but were you 100% positive the bus is all the way on and running?
Yeah. And don't worry about asking that, because I've done that before.
Okay. Well, we got a mechanic on the way to you. I'm not sure what this could be if all four lights are blinking. So just hang tight. We got the mechanic on the way. While you're waiting, you can try the shut off and restart procedure again.
Okay, I'll try that.
Try to give it, you know, a lot of time between actions. And what I mean by that is turn it to stop engine, which is the position you use on the master switch at the end of the night. You know, wait like 60 seconds, turn it to night run, wait like 60 seconds, and then hit the start button. All right, so give that a try. 1554.